Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Chris Parks.
Good morning, LaVon.
Chris, there were a couple of times when we heard that there was going to be a big bird count, Christmas bird count, and I thought we should hear what happened. So, it did happen.
It did happen, finally.
Yes.
We originally had a date set for December 18th. The weather did not cooperate. So
cold.
Very cold and a little icy. So we decided to do it this past weekend on Saturday the 31st. So last day of the year, we got out and counted some birds here.
All right. And this is a project across the nation. I don't know, maybe across the world.
Yeah, it's across the nation from the Audubon Society, so they do some, I think, within other parts of North America as well, but the main focus is throughout the United States, and there's counts that go on all over the place, and it's a certain set date, December 14th through January 5th, and everybody gets together, does their count in their own little circle anytime within that period, and then report the data to Audubon Society.
You know, I'm guessing the people in the society are really excited about when all this starts coming in. I mean, I was excited to hear about what happened here. Can you imagine this coming in from all over and going, oh, look here. I'm just thinking they're really excited.
Yeah, I'm thinking some of those, they have like regional editors for each area that kind of looks over everything, and of course, if they see something that's unique or rare, then they follow up on that. So yeah, I'm sure, you know, they're all either ornithologists or really into birds, so I'm sure they're really excited to see what's going on.
We probably, you mentioned our little circle. You want to just remind folks what that circle was?
Our circle, it's a 15-mile diameter circle that each count covers. So our center point was right along Highway 6 between Atlantic and Lewis is where we put our center point of our circle. You try to put it somewhere that's going to encompass enough areas that have a wide variety of habitat. And, of course, one of the places we really wanted to include was the Schoberg Recreation Area in the quarry with the trumpeter swans. And so that kind of got us our boundary there.
Yeah. So that took a little figuring. Each place, I'm sure, it takes a little figuring. It's not pre-designated. You set that according to what you know about the area. And it was kind of an all-day.
Yeah, it was an all-day affair, pretty much. We got together at 8 o'clock in the morning at Cold Springs Park. And then we went out in the morning and tried to hit some of the parks more so in the morning. Did a little more walking, following some of the trails and seeing what we could see. And then we got together at noon at Pizza Ranch here in Atlantic and had lunch. And then we went back out and did some more driving routes. So we try to drive around some of those areas of the county that don't necessarily have park areas, but a lot of good habitat and kind of forested, wooded areas and see what you can see that way. So we finished up about 4:30 and and everybody went on their way, and we got our all full tallied results here that we're ready to try.
All right. Now I was going to say, da-da-da, now here's the exciting news of what did you people find that were out there working?
Well, one thing that I guess would be of interest to people is we saw 27 different species during our count during the day, which I think is pretty good. I don't know. This is the first year we've done it compared to other areas, and we'll see as the results come in if we can compare to some other locations to see what they had. But I think that's pretty good for the winter months here in our area. We saw a lot of birds, and most of those were because of the geese and the swans out at Schoberg.
Yeah, how many swans are there now? They were saying we're the epicenter of swans in Iowa, maybe?
But throughout the day, of course, some of these could have been duplicated because they left from the water and went back out to the field to feed, but we counted 240 on Saturday, so that was between the morning and afternoon. They had over 100 each time they counted, a lot of them.
Yeah.
and the quarry was full of geese, too. At one time, they estimated in their count that we had over 7,000 Canadian geese in the area. So it's
almost surprises me more than the swans, although the swans is a big number. 7,000 geese have been
And a lot of those sitting on that quarry in the morning.
It kind of covers the quarry, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. And what about ducks?
Ducks, we had a few other of those too. Quite a few mallards. We counted over 20 of those. One of the unique ones that we had counted that someone else saw during the week. You can count birds 3 days before and after your count date, and they call it a count week bird so that they know that it's been in the area, but it, you didn't count it that particular day. One of those was a canvasback, which is something that's kind of unique and a little bit different looking. They've got an all-white body and a red head, so something different to see. There were a couple of others, too. I don't have my full list in front of me, but there was a couple others we threw in there, too, waterfowl-wise.
Okay. So that's when, obviously, as you said, that's why you included that area. But I'm not sure that every area has that kind of water source that we have here.
Yeah,
we're really fortunate.
Yeah, that's true. And having the open water is the big key. That was something that I thought was really unique throughout the day. There were some places that we went that we thought, you know, you would think you're going to see birds, and we didn't see hardly anything. You know, we stopped at the fish farm area there in Griswold, and we saw two geese, and that was it. So it's unique sometimes. You go to places you think they're going to be, but they're not. But we did find throughout the day, if you find some open water, that's going to be your hot spot area because they're going to hang around a little closer because they need that resource. So that was kind of fun throughout the day to find some of those places. We went on some rural roads and drove around.
Did you find any open water on, like, farm ponds? Did you see any little farm ponds?
Of those areas were iced over.
Yeah.
Most everywhere was
too
pretty
small.
Yeah, it was usually only the creeks and streams, river, that had some open water running still. So those were kind of our hot locations. Mm-hmm. One thing, of course, that people are always really interested about, and this is where you see them hanging around, is the eagles. And we counted 12 on Saturday here in our area, in our little 15-mile circle. And, of course, you know, that's just what we saw. There may be more than that, but that was fun. We ran into quite a few of them.
Absolutely. I very seldom see them, but I know other people, and maybe because they maybe kind of picked out where they usually would see eagles, and they go by that that place and so on. But pretty magnificent sight.
Oh yeah, they're just you know, so large, and they're so regal when they're sitting there, you know, kind of keep their head propped up in the air and looking around, and they're kind of the boss of the area, you know. And
we call them the king of the birds, but they act that way.
Yeah, they do act that way. And actually this morning, I out of curiosity, I drove by the Schoberg Recreation Area here this morning just to see what was going on with the swans and stuff, and I saw two eagles flying over the quarry here this morning. So they're
I just have to be
around.
More aware, I think, because they're out there.
Yeah, and it's different because, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, you thought it was just such a rare sight to see a bald eagle, but they're definitely flourishing in population. Okay. We're seeing a lot more of them now.
So that says our work in conservation pays off, both in terms of the swans, which, you know, we never used to see a swan, the eagles. The other thing that I see a lot of, and I don't know if there's been any work on, is the red-tailed hawks. I never used to see those, and now I see them all over.
Yeah. Yeah, and we counted over a dozen of those on Saturday, too. And, yeah, they're fun to watch kind of in the same manner of the eagles. They have their own little area, and they like to protect it.
It's fun if you see them swooping down to catch something. Yes.
Yeah. We had one on Saturday, actually, that we had caught a pair of them out in this wooded area that was actually in the edge of Pottawatomie County where our circle went to. And he led us down the road because he kept going from telephone pole to telephone pole, electrical pole, electrical pole, down the road trying to lead us, get away from us.
I was going to say, I think he was telling you, you're in my area, go away, folks.
Yeah.
Kind of protective, as you say.
And I could mention, I guess, there's some of the other few ones that maybe were kind of unique that we saw throughout the day. We ran into a nice group of cedar waxwings out by.
Oh, fun. Love those little birds.
Yeah, they were out by the Iranistan area. There's some running water down in the ditch there leading into that location, and we found a good group of them. They're a really pretty bird.
And aren't they after the little cedar?
Yeah, they look for the berries.
Yes.
Those red berries that you see sometimes. Yes. They love those. That's where they're going to hang around.
We, in a house we lived in town, we had a tree right outside a window. Oh, we always waited to have them come around because they're so much fun to watch, and they don't stay around, or they didn't stay around our house very long.
No, yeah, they're pretty short-term area here in the winter. They kind of flock back north once it's warm enough for them.
Huh.
That was fun to see. We saw a couple of kestrels on the line, American kestrels. It's kind of a looks like more like a falcon, but they're really kind of a hawk, a smaller bird, but they're really a pretty bird to see too. We saw some Eurasian collared doves in Lewis, and this was right as we were ending our count. We were driving back to the park, and I looked over and saw a bunch of these larger birds sitting in a tree, and I'm like, what are those? Everybody's like, what are you talking about? So we drove back and looked at them, and yeah, that's sure enough what it was. Oftentimes, I think they're kind of identified as the turtle dove, too. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So they do look like a dove we would think of. Yep. So what makes them unique? Why did you say that's what they were?
Because they have like a black collar on the back of their neck, and that's why they call them collar doves. So that's how you tell they're different than like a mourning dove you see most often.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it was kind of unique. And then we saw some wild turkeys, of course. We had kind of 25 of those. We had somebody actually that let us know that they saw some out in a field, and then we also saw a few when we were driving in the afternoon hours as well.
Anything else unusual?
We saw some yellow-shafted flickers, which aren't unusual, but they're a little bit more rare. There's not quite as many of them around, so that was fun to catch them.
Any birds here that you didn't expect to be here that you thought had gone south?
We saw some robins. We did see some robins on Saturday, which
crazy robins. They should be out of here. Will you do this again next year?
Yes, we will do it again next year. And I should mention that same date range, the 14th through January 5th, the great backyard bird count. If you want to get involved with that, Laura Canning will be doing that with Cass County Conservation. That's February 17th through the 20th. You can go to birdcount.org to find out more about that one. And, of course, next week she'll be doing the soiree with the swans. They're doing that from 11 to 2 next Saturday at the recreation area if you want to go see some more about them.
It's I think it's fun to find out more about the birds. I don't know much about them, but this is a great opportunity. And thanks so much, Chris, for reporting to us.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We wish we would have had a few more people to join us, but I'm sure maybe that'll grow over time.
Yes, I think
everybody's there enjoyed it.
Get these reports out going, hey, we had a good time. Yep. I think that will help. So thanks to Chris Parks for visiting with us today. Until next time, here's a thought from Robert Lind. In order to see birds, it is necessary to become a part of the silence.